Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November the 3rd, 2021. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, we saw many of the U.S. equity indices in positive territory, led the way to the upside by the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 39 basis points, followed by the S&P 500 up 37 basis points. On the downside, we saw the emerging markets, iShares Emerging Markets ETF, down 90 basis points, as well as gold continue is down 36 basis points. We also did see crude in negative territory at 17 basis points, but not too much to the downside action, and really left the chart pretty much unaffected for the most part on crude oil's front. Taking a look at a couple of charts this morning, first the Dow Jones Industrial Average, some DJIA. We did see it make a new all-time high on the chart, moving up to 36,050, and it actually did close above 36,000 for the first time ever with yesterday's action. And this is notable in the fact that we've seen many of the U.S. equity indices move to new all-time highs. We saw the S&P 500 along with the Russell 1000 and the NASDAQ composite all move to new all-time highs with yesterday's action. As we noted in yesterday's video, we saw the Russell 2000 rally pretty significantly on Monday. And with yesterday's action, it was able to rally up and match its prior high, all-time high at 23,060, which dates back to March. And at this point, it moved to 23,664, would move it to an on new all-time high on the front for the Russell 2000. On the indicator front, we did see the bullish percent for the OTC universe move back into a column of X's for the first time since reversing down in September. It fell down as low as 40% and is now reversed back up to 46%, suggesting that 46% of stocks on the OTC universe are trading on point and figure buy signals. So this is our really last broad market U.S. equity focused bullish percent, and really from your U.S. equity focused universe that has reversed back into a column of X's. We did note that the bullish percent for optionable stocks moved to bull confirmed status with yesterday's action. From here, it would take a move to 50% for the bullish percent for OTC to move back into bull confirmed status. And this would really be the first time since moving into bear confirmed status in July. It had a brief period in bull confirmed status in June, but then reversed back down and moved to bear confirmed in July. We did want to talk at least briefly about some of the changes that we've seen on Dolly as of yesterday's action. And really, we did note that energy moved up to fourth. That was the big thing that we wanted to point out yesterday. But we've also seen industrials fall down to sixth. Basic materials shifted back up to seventh, while communication services fell down to eighth. And some of this has been trading around in one space in particular. And a lot of it's based off of kind of the clean energy space that we've seen move energy further up in terms of buy signals. It sort of had begun to stall out a little bit after we saw a lot of oil, mainly production and exploration stocks, lead the way in terms of that relative rally for energy. But we did see it stall out for about a week there. And now we've seen some of those clean energy names go ahead and add further to energy and really help it continue to climb up the rankings. And not all too unsurprising, we've had, you know, a number of a lot of the media has been talking about the significant rally that we've seen out of Tesla. And really, some of that clean energy space has involvement with Tesla, and Tesla's included in some of the clean energy ETFs that you might see out there. But also there's companies that are involved with Tesla that rally significantly along with Tesla. And we'll take a look at two of those names this morning. The first being Enphase Energy, symbol ENPA. It's actually with recent action completed a second consecutive buy signal by breaking a double top here at 228. And as we can see, it moved up to new all-time highs at 236 with action last week. Continues to trade there and in heavily overbought territory. It's now moved up to being a five for fiver, maintaining a positive trend since October of this year as it flipped it back into a positive trend after trading into a negative trend during September. And at this point, it ranks fifth out of 61 within the electronics sector matrix. At the moment, wouldn't look to take action. If you treat it as maybe a short-term trade, if you've already had exposure to it, you may go ahead and lock in those profits as it's trading in heavily overbought territory. But otherwise, long-term holders would probably could potentially trim on the position and go ahead and lock in some profits. But generally speaking, we would say continue to hold if you already hold it. Otherwise, those seeking new exposure, we'd either look for a pullback or at least some trading normalization at current levels. The second stock we'll take a look at is Plug Power, symbol PLUG. And actually, before we dive into that, we did want to note that Enphase is primarily involved in the solar panel distribution as well as production there. And what they're mainly making are solar panels that are converting the direct current from sunlight into alternating current that can be used within a solar grid or within a power grid, rather. The next company we'll take a look at is Plug Power, symbol PLUG. It too is a five for fiver. It ranks second in that out of 61 in that electronics sector matrix. This company is primarily making those hydrogen cells, hydrogen fuel cells, not only for Tesla, but in many other companies as well. And when you look at its chart, you can tell that it, pretty much for the most of the year had continued to pull back, but following a returning to a buy signal here in September at 28, had another brief pullback, tested the support line, and then ultimately it's rallied back into a positive trend with recent action and now trades at 42. It too is also in fairly overbought territory, heavily overbought territory. So maybe those who had maybe picked this up on trade, you may look to go ahead and lock in those profits, but otherwise long-term holders would probably maybe trim, but would probably continue to hold. And then from there, anybody seeking new exposure, we're looking for trading at normalization at current levels. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular position you may be looking at or just want to call and talk about strategy, feel free to call the Dorsey Wright Analyst Team at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a great day.